This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
One of the things we talked about, now the reason why I wanted you to come on, so many people have watched that video that you have done, testimonial video you've done for us, and we really appreciate that so much. And people get this idea, man, they did it. They came from zero to nothing, and it must be easy because I think I can go out and do it too. And it wasn't without its growing pains, and it's that journey. And you and I are sitting in your office here recently, and what a spectacular office. Anyone else has to get a chance to go to the Movement Campus there in Charlotte, I encourage you to do so. So it'll inspire you. I took a video of it. We're going to put it up here for you all to enjoy and get a virtual tour of it. But when we were sitting there, we talked about this, and you said sometimes, Dave, it's just we don't open up enough through those difficult spots. And I remember that phone call, one of those difficult spots that came. You called me and you said, Dave, we've lost some money. This is the early days. We're losing some money.
I'll tell the story for you, so I'll share all the dirty details. So it was we had launched the company in September of 2008. We put our flag, and we had gotten our full FHA approval, gotten our warehouse line, all those tough things that we all walked through together for that year. We're ready to do business,
yes.
Hired underwriters, hired processors, planted a stake in the ground, September 2008, let's go open our doors. And October of 2008 happens. And I just watched the HBO documentary again on the kind of the too big to fail, just that economic crisis time period. And we literally, no one bought houses for 60 days. And all these great projections that Andy and I had worked so hard on a spreadsheet were not coming to pass. And we lost almost $100,000 in 60 days, our first 60 days in business.
Remember that.
And, I was looking at the capital base dwindle. I thought, man, this might have been the biggest financial mistake I've ever made. Going to bankrupt my family. This was just a horrible mistake, right? And there was no prospects at that time in 2008, in October, that the housing market was about to pick up. I mean, we were on the verge in our nation of just financial collapse, and I had gone headlong into financial services. I mean, this could not have looked like a worse bet at the time. Yeah, and I called you and said, did not know what to do, was really beside myself. And I think it's so important, man, right, that I've talked a lot about the joy in life is on the journey, not the destination. The joys of the journey, and so much of that joy is the men and women you share it with. And you better have some people on your team that you trust and that you love and love you, because you're going to go through adversity. You're going to hit those times. And when you do, man, you need some people on the team to encourage you, to lift you up, and to tell you to keep moving forward. And that's what you guys did for me at that time. And, it was.
I'll never forget that.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank. So good to have them as our newest sponsor. The MBA, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, the two co-ops in our advertising group, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, and Vidyard.